Welcome to the Seasoned Athlete Podcast, your home for stories, inspiration, and advice from athletes over 40. I'm your host, Robin Leggett. I'm a later in life athlete who became a roller derby skater in my 30s and a runner and obstacle racer in my 40s. Now I'm an athletic aging coach who helps women over 40 experience the massive life benefits that come with exploring your athletic potential at any age and any fitness background. If that fires you up, keep listening. Let's do this. Hi, Eileen. How you doing?
Hey, Robin. Doing great.
All right. Are you ready to drop some seasoned athlete knowledge on our listeners today?
I am. This is going to be great.
This is going to be great. I'm so excited about this. So you are Eileen Falk, and this is a different kind of interview today. We're going to get into your story in a little bit, how we know each other, and your fitness and athletic journey. But Eileen is a friend and a client of mine in my Age Up membership program. And I'm so excited to talk to you for a number of reasons, because you've just come so far since we've started working together. And I think your story is really inspirational to our listeners who might be in a position you were in when we started working together. So that's what I hope to accomplish with our conversation today, is to hopefully, you know, reach some people who need to hear what you have to say today. But before we do that, I'm going to ask the question I ask all my guests, and that is, what is your age at this moment in time?
I'm 50 years old.
You're 50 and you can kick. I think that's how that goes on Saturday Night Live sketch. Awesome. So Eileen, let's talk first about how we met, because I think it's kind of a unique story. So Eileen, how did we meet?
Well, there was this really fun party boat that went out as a cruise themed as all 80s get out. Yep. And we met there, and from there, our friendship just grew because we had so many things in common, not just the 80s, but all kinds of things.
Yes. Yes. Well, it starts with the 80s. Yeah. And you and I are both obsessed with the 80s. We are children of the 80s. We are similar in age. I'm 4 years younger than you, but you know, we grew up in a similar era. And so this cruise is called the 80s cruise. And we first, both of us first went on this cruise on the very first sailing in 2016, right? Interestingly, I think where we actually met is interesting in connection to how our relationship has developed over time. So do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. Because you were so, so enthusiastic about the very early morning after the very late night.
I think it was 11 a.m., but okay. That's very early. Or maybe it was 9.
It was 9.
Okay. That's not early for me. But it usually is after. I mean, all of the nights are late nights because there's concerts with actual 80s artists throughout the night. And so, yeah, we were both at the aerobics. And I, you know, for me, there's certain things when you get the cruise schedule that's like, this thing I can miss, but this thing is a non-negotiable. Like, I absolutely have to be there, and I don't care how tired I am. And aerobics was that for me, because it was like full on dress up aerobics, right?
Yes. The actual 80s moves and the music. And it was just something I never got to do in the 80s. And I just knew that I loved the whole theme of it. So I was definitely loved it ever since then. I've always made time for aerobics.
We went on the cruise 4 years in a row, and we always made time for aerobics, and we always dressed up. But yeah, we started working together late last year in a fitness capacity. Tell me where you were at with your fitness and how you were feeling about that led you to seek out assistance in that area.
Okay. So I was trying the go it alone method. Don't have any experience in what works for workouts. Just trying to think of it as being an active person. I'll stay healthy. Well, that was not working at all. I tried a gym that ended up closing last year during the shutdown. And I mean, I guess I felt okay fitness wise, but I was just like, who can just do this on their own? I would try and play a video or even some DVDs that I had, and nothing stuck. Nothing was consistent. I was never motivated to do it. And then I just started hearing more and more about your group and a challenge you proposed. And I was like, that sounds like something I could stick with. And someone's going to tell me what to do instead of me having to figure it out. And so it worked starting in October.
Yeah. So the challenge you mentioned at the time, it was called Dare to Be Ageless. It was a 21-day bodyweight only workout program designed for people who hadn't been working out for a while to get back into the routine. And, you know, you mentioned it's like you tried all these different things on your own and just nothing stuck. What do you think was the biggest issue? Why these things weren't working for you?
Because I don't have the wherewithal to know what to do. I've never had a trainer. I've never been part of a group that, you know, that these are designed for. So I needed someone to tell me what to do. That was the main thing.
Yeah. Yeah. When you heard about Dare to Be Ageless Challenge, I'm now calling it the Ageless Fit Reboot. I still have it available if anyone's interested. But when you heard about it, what was the difference maker that you're like, I'm in?
Yeah. I just thought it was something about it that it was a very small in scale. So I could see me finishing. I had a beginning, a middle, and an end. I knew exactly what it was about and how to accomplish it. And then you did all the prep work. I just had to show up and do the exercises, the bodyweight exercises, and hold myself accountable. And I did. And it worked amazingly. It worked amazingly as far as getting me motivated. Every day I was coming back. It was 21 days in a row.
Yeah. Which you don't have to do. Like that's a question people have with that program is like, do I have to do 21 days in a row? I don't think I'm ready. And the purpose, the reason why I gave you 21 days of workouts in a row is to, the ultimate goal is you're doing more workouts than you were before. Right. Yes. And how many workouts were you doing before?
None,
zero. Right. And so, you know, you showed up and you actually showed up and did 21 workouts in a row. And how did it feel to go from like not being able to stick with anything to like completing the 21 days in this workout?
Well, I had absolutely no idea what this meant by body weight. I even commented along the way it was designed, the warm up, the exercising and the stretching, all of that was benefiting me in a way I'd never seen before because, again, I had no one telling me what to do. Mm-hmm. So the way it is so intuitively building on each other, every day or however many days you did it, even if you skipped a day, it was still, you were able to do exactly what you said. You start where you are. I couldn't do all of everything. Maybe I couldn't literally push-ups. You know what I mean? Get on my knees, only do knee push-ups.
Which is fine. Yeah.
And so I would never expected myself to do anything more. I mean, you're sitting, you're at your house or your workout area, wherever you're by yourself. There's no judgment. There's no expectation. It's all in your mind to make yourself come and do it and do it your best. And that's what I just challenged myself to do because I had the workout, you know, I had everything laid out for me and I just kept seeing how easy it was. It actually built on itself. You saw what you did in the past and it just kept working. I just loved it.
Yeah. And what I love about what you said is that, you know, you're like, I just need someone to tell me what to do, you know? And I think so many people flail with fitness, like they struggle with fitness because they're trying. It's like, I'm just going to figure this out myself. But it feels like so much to figure out for a lot of people. And so if you can take that off your hands and have somebody figure it out for you. And so my goal and my desire with this program is to simplify, to make it as simple as possible and show you how easy it can be to simply show up and do the workout. And that it's a non-intimidating 30-minute body weight only workout. Like you said, with warm up and cool down in there. So just make it like as easy and simple as possible because fitness can be like that. Fitness can be like that if you allow it to be like that. And when you make fitness like that, or when it becomes like that, it doesn't feel like a burden anymore. Do you feel like that was the experience that you had with that program?
I do. And those were all the same reasons why I enjoyed it so much. But also one other reason is the variety. I would have never, ever thought of all those different movements or had been exposed to any of those movements, meaning like the bear crawl or a lot of animal crab crawl.
I love the animal stuff.
The different stretches, all the different stretches. I mean, we know, yes, jumping jacks, sit-ups, push-ups, things like that. But this goes way beyond that. There's so many, the variety of stuff I've never even known that you are targeting certain muscle groups. You figured out for us, this is how you get an overall body workout. This is how you build the different muscles to strengthen overall body, not just, you know, what do we think of mainly? Oh, legs and arms and, you know, dumbbells and barbells. Yeah. It's so much different than that. It's, it's variety.
Well, that's you know, when people first go to the gym, that's often the experience. It's like, well, I'm going to get on the treadmill for a little bit and I'll do some curls. And it's like, I don't know what to do. And, or I think like, I need to work my arms or my legs, but like we are a body full of lots of muscle groups and our chests, our backs, our glutes, or, you know, all these big muscle groups that you want to work. And then you incorporate the arms and the smaller muscle groups into those bigger muscle groups, but it's all beneficial to help build strength. And I think there's at least, I counted the movements. I think there's at least 150 movements in this program because it took me like 2 months to make the videos for it. Like it took me a long time to make the videos on my little phone. And that's how I made them. I made them on my phone, but you know, that's what I wanted is like, and you know, when you open it, it's like, okay, this is a lower body day. This is an upper body day. This is a cardio and core day. So we vary the days so that you're not taxing a muscle group too much back to back. So it's all methodically built. There's a method to the madness because I'm an expert. So it does help to have an expert in your corner. So you don't have to figure it out. It's hard stuff. I had to go to school for it. Like it's hard stuff to know. And so, you know, it's asking a lot of yourself to just go in if you haven't been doing this. And especially if you haven't done it for a long time to know what to do and figure out what to do. So why not make it easier on yourself so that you can take the fast track to progress, which is exactly what you did. And then the next step was the monthly membership. So the monthly membership is called Age Up, and that is my monthly fitness membership made for women over 40 to help you confidently conquer your bold fitness and athletic goals. So when I proposed, all right, next up, we have this monthly membership. How long did it take for you to make a decision?
Instantly. I knew because number one, I had already seen the format. Number two, I already saw how much you're involved and how much you get everyone motivated in order to do what they need to do. And then all the extra, you do so much extra, Robin. You do all those things you were saying. It was hard enough to get started and working out, to know what time of day, how to schedule, how, you know, how to prepare. I still had to learn all that and figure that out. And you were helping me every step of the way. Okay, set out your clothes. Set out your clothes. Think about it. Plan your workouts. Write it down. And so all of this was working for me. Every single bit of it was working. And then it wasn't just a workout program at that time. It was more of a fitness lifestyle that I was going to have to be committed to because it's a membership and I just wanted to do it. I just wanted to keep going, not necessarily for, you know, at that time for any end goal, just that I just wanted to stay into this fitness lifestyle change that I love so much.
Yeah. And I think that's an important point is that, you know, oftentimes if you follow me on social media, I'm running obstacle races and talking about like big, bold goals, because I truly believe that there is no upper age limit on what we can achieve. And of course, if you listen to this podcast, there's tons of examples of that, but not everybody is at that point, right? Like not everybody is like, I'm going to run a marathon or I'm going to, you know, lift super heavy weights and do weightlifting competitions and things like that. Like not everybody's there, and it can feel intimidating to some to hear that, or to hear it all the time. And so what I love about your story is that you didn't come to me saying, I want to run a race. But you also didn't let it scare you away. You know, hopefully it was serving as an inspiration for you, but like you just wanted to get consistent. Like that was your big thing. And that's important. And it's actually like a crucial step. If you want to do these bigger, like some people think over the top things is like to just get consistent with your fitness and to have a positive relationship with fitness. And I love that you mentioned, it's like the 21 day challenge is a training program. Primarily the Age Up membership is a coaching program. So we have courses available in the program. So you were talking about the course where I give you tips about, you know, scheduling your workouts, and it's called Ageless Simplicity, where it's like, just again, continuing to simplify, because a big issue with women over 40 is that our lives are busy and our lives are stressful. And I want to make this easier for you. So you talked about that. And then we have coaching calls every other week, which you are a star student and you show up all the time. But we have coaching calls where we can tackle very specific issues you have, or I can continue to educate live. And my goal is to arm you with knowledge that you can use to make informed decisions for yourself around your fitness, around your nutrition, around your recovery, so that, you know, you can feel empowered. You know, are there some specific things that you've learned that you did not know that you feel like, you know, that you take into your day-to-day life now?
Yes. I mean, I feel like so much of the knowledge, I did not have so much of the knowledge you've shared, especially aging and working out with our cycle, and as our cycle changes, working out with those, working through those different stages in life has been huge. You know, I haven't sought out any of that information. You just provide it, and it's all very useful. And so the other things I've definitely taken into my everyday day-to-day has been a lot of the nutrition information you give about how to fuel your exercises, and food is fuel, and how to just, you know, how to think about food as helping you work out. And so that's a different whole spin on food, right? Most people, if you're not working out, you've never thought about how food can be fuel. And so that's really been beneficial. But I also did want to mention one other thing. When I first started, not only do you have courses, you also have challenges.
Oh, yeah.
So my very favorite challenge that pretty much anyone I tell about this program is treat yourself. Never have I treated myself, Robin, until you told me you need to treat yourself. Yeah, I'll get around to it. You made it a challenge. So I was really, literally, some of the things for the first time ever just stopping and saying, you know, I'm going to do this for myself. This is for me. It's only a month, everyone. It's relaxed. It's okay. A few days of treating myself. And it was nothing big. It was just simple things that you don't literally never stop and take the time to do for yourself. So
do you remember some examples of some of the things that I had you do?
Literally even just taking a bubble bath, you know, gratitude might've been another one, but I really like that too. Giving, you know, showing gratitude.
This was it was at the end of the year. We did it in December specifically because that's a time with the holidays where like, we are not treating ourselves. We are like handling, you know, everything's stressful and hectic. And so I purposely did it at that time so that you would take some time and just focus on yourself. And it's also, it's an issue that women over 40 have, in that we do not put ourselves first. It's a women's issue, really. Like, you don't have to be over 40, but we are conditioned to put ourselves last. You know, we take care of our family first. We take care of our jobs, responsibilities. And then like, maybe if we have time, we take care of ourselves. And usually that's not, we don't. And so, you know, I felt it was important to have y'all really focus on you. And I know it's kind of odd that in, you know, it's not an ordinary thing to have in a fitness program to just spend time doing non-fitness related things that take care of you, mind, body, and soul. But it's, fitness is a part of, you know, mind, body, soul care. And so, you know, it's all integrated. And hopefully the message that your family received is that it's like, it doesn't have to be just a month, you know? And in fact, I remember we did a sleep challenge not too long ago where you had to tell your family, like, me time starts at this time and you are leaving me alone so I can wind down.
Yeah. Because like right when summer started and everyone was like, oh, we get to stay up until infinity. And I'm just like, no, infinity. I love y'all, but I'm still working and wanting to achieve whatever fitness I wanted to accomplish, and I cannot be up all night. So they weren't really asking me to stay up all night, but it was a very definite, it's still daylight, but I have to go wind down, you know, kind of. And so there was a big change. And now it's no problem.
Now it's no problem. It's like there's a side benefit of all these things that we're doing within the program is that you are setting boundaries with the people in your life to make sure that you are getting what you need, that you have your workout space, your workout time, your sleep space, your ability to wind down so you can fall asleep in a timely manner, because sleep is such a crucial part of your overall fitness. So you're making these changes like one thing at a time, which is again, like sustainable. We're not doing massive overhauls. You're doing these things. Every step along the way has been like one thing at a time. And that's how habit change works. And it's working for you. So, you know, you joined Age Up. I mean, you joined the initial Dare to Be Ageless Challenge, now the Ageless Fit Reboot, moved into Age Up. You did not have athletic goals. You know, you were just trying to stay consistent. But recently that changed. Can you tell me about that?
Well, the very first thing that changed is another challenge you provided for us was, is there something that you want to do within a 3-month time frame, or even a 30-day time frame, that you think would be challenge for you, and then also forming a habit? So I challenged myself. Well, I had two different ones. I challenged myself to try and run fast.
Yes.
And then I also challenged myself really outside of the box. This is probably not even what you were getting at, but this is, I like to think outside the box. So then I said, okay, I think I can do a habit for 30 days to make myself do the stairs. Well, we have a lot of stairs in my office building, and then I have stairs at home when some of those days were work from home. So I accomplished the stairs somehow.
You did them every single day. You had like I don't know what your streak was, but it was massive. And because the app we use tracks it. So you kept getting, it was like a 50 day streak or something ridiculous like that, of you going up this certain set of stairs every single day.
Yes. Yes. So that worked. And then you just kept challenging us. And then you said, you know, if you ever want to run a race, I can teach you these certain exercises that help build, which are already been leading into that. I've already started to add weights instead of just body weights. And I could just see over time, well, I built up the strength for the stairs. I think I can run now, at least jog. I think I can do. And so every new month I was building, it just was so incremental. I don't even know how I got here, but I want to run a Tough Mudder now.
Yeah, I was blown away when you told me that. It just made my heart so happy because, you know, it was never anything I pushed on you, right? Like I didn't pressure. I want you to progress in a way that makes sense for you. That's how I coach. Like, I'm going to show you what I do, and I'm going to show you what other people do. And if you gain inspiration from that, and maybe it triggers an idea, and I'm going to, you know, always encourage, but I want you to get there on your own time, you know? And so you saw, it's like, oh, I could do these stairs every day. I think you ran a 5K. And you're like, oh, you know, you previously didn't think you could run, and now you can. And so it's like, all right, let's do this. So you signed up for a Tough Mudder, which is so exciting. So I'm just going back to October when you're like, I just want to have someone provide my workouts for me. And in such a short amount of time, now you're about to run, and, you know, it's going to be later this year, but you're about to run your first obstacle race. So that's just such a huge progression, and not just like physically with your fitness, but like mentally having the bravery to do that, which is, it's a huge hurdle for a lot of people to even have the bravery to sign up for something like that. So I just want to like acknowledge that and give you kudos for taking that step for yourself. Tell me a little bit about like mentally, how did you get to the point where you felt ready to at least sign up?
So I was 100%. I don't know how I feel. I was like, well, you know, if I ever reach that level, you know, maybe next year, or kept saying like next year. Well, I've only been here, you know, even at a few months, I said, that's at least a year away. And then things started opening up. More races were happening. I'm still feeling stronger. I still get personal best on my workouts by adding a tiny bit of weight. Mm-hmm. And so it's I'm encouraging myself that I can do more. And so along with all of your helpful discussions and our group coaching calls that talk about some of the fears and the issues and what people are working through, not only with new races opening up and distancing and that kind of thing, but also, you know, avoiding injury and just stuff that a complete newbie wouldn't even know anything about, wouldn't even begin to worry about because you've never been in a race. So I started hearing some of the discussions about how other people work through certain issues and how you're encouraging other ways to get through certain issues. And it kind of just clicked. I'm like, if they can do it, maybe I can do it. I don't know why. It just sneaked in there, Robin. I said, well, you know, we don't have a Spartan race around here, but maybe there's a Tough Mudder. And those are a little bit less likely to kill you. No, less
likely. It's 6 1/2 dozen, really.
And there's no penalty, and it's teamwork. So
yeah.
I thought that would be a good...
No burpees. That's really what it comes down to. There's no burpees.
Burpees for fun. How's that?
Still doing burpees for fun. That's another thing I like. Another win in my department, like I check that off as a win, is that you do burpees for fun now. Like that's really been the goal all along. You just didn't know. No. That's always my master plan. So now that you signed up for this Tough Mudder, that leads you to the next program of mine that you signed up for, which is Ages No Obstacles. So that is my 12-week obstacle race training coaching program. I mean, I could ask what made you decide to sign up, but it is a significantly higher investment. So what led you to say yes to that?
I think it was because I was having so much success in the other program that you mentioned about the extra coaching and the calls and that kind of thing, which specifically targeted the race type movements. And so that interested me, but then also just the whole leveling up the fitness. I was just like, well, I did the other and I kept adding on weight. So maybe this will really test me to see, you know, what I'm made of. Is there an end? You always say there is no end. You can always do more. And so
it's no end. That's true.
I'm like, let's just try it. And so that's why I really wanted to try the level up. Again, you make it so easy for me to understand because it's a beginning, middle, and end. I see it as a 3-month thing. And I know if it's never not gone well, but if it was ever not going well, or if something came up or I wasn't able to be consistent, which I wouldn't hope that that was the case, but it was a beginning, middle, and end thing. I didn't think. Right.
Yeah. So yeah, it is a 12-week program. The difference between that and the membership is it's a 12-week program. The workouts are a little more challenging in this program. and we have running workouts in there as well that are customizable based on your specific running fitness level and your goal. So, you know, we can set you up with a running program that will get you to where you want to be based on where you are. So it's more, you know, there's more workouts, there's more dedicated training, and then an audio course as well, giving you very specific information on a week-to-week basis to help you specifically around racing. So training, fueling, and prepping. Mental and physical preparation for racing. So it is a very specific, streamlined program made to help you run your first obstacle race or your best obstacle race. And it's made for women over 40. How has your fitness continued to change? What kind of changes have you seen since you have joined Ages No Obstacle?
Oh, vast changes. For the first thing right off the top, which we discovered this week, was the mental grit to just hang in there and the stick-to-it-ness and just of something that is really hard, you can do it. Your muscles are going to get you there. You just have to say, it's not too hard to finish. Just keep going. Just one more, what have you. And so that was really eye-opening. And then the other eye-opening, wonderful thing is that I get to run now, and I think I'm looking forward to 35 minutes this Sunday. I tell people in a row.
Well, because there are most people are going to be like, are you running from zombies? Why'd you do such a thing? Like that's often the reaction from many of our friends about this type of thing. But you know, you can't voluntarily run. It's a thing that people do. You're one of those people now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how long I'll be a runner, but I definitely am having fun with it right now. I really love the way the program, if you stick with it, you can build on your minutes. And I've seen it. I'm blown away when I ran 30 minutes. So I know I'm going to be able to do 35, even if I walk for a few seconds. It's okay.
Absolutely. Keep going. Judgment-free. It's a judgment-free world here. And my favorite thing about what you've been saying is the mental changes. It's like your fitness is changing. That is very clear and very obvious. But, you know, a common saying is that the mind quits before the body does. And so there are moments where you know, your mind is like, I don't know if I can do this. You want to shut it down, but your mental fitness, like the progress there is very clear that you are very aware that you can do more, you know, that your body has the capacity to do more. And that's going to help you on the race course. Like that's going to be massive for you on the race course, knowing that you can just push a little bit more, take breaks when you need to, you know, and pace yourself as you need to. That's totally fine. And then you can get to that finish line. And that's what I'm seeing happen to you in this program, which is really, really cool to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love it.
But it's your coaching that did it.
But you're doing the work. You're doing the work. It doesn't make a difference. My coaching doesn't make a difference if you don't show up and do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is teamwork is what is happening here. So you said you don't know how long you're going to run for, but that's fine because, you know, do it as long as it brings you joy, right? That's what fitness should be. It should bring you joy. But do you have any other like goals that you've had your eye on that you're in the back of your mind maybe?
I guess I really want to see how it goes with this obstacle race. I mean, there could be another obstacle race if my running is up to an hour, or if I get past 45, 50, you know, if I keep building on the running, maybe I'll try some type of, what are those called? Endurance rate? Like, I don't know, a 10K. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. 10K would probably be your next step. If you can run for an hour, you can run a 10K.
Okay. Quickly.
Yeah. So yeah, you've done a 5K. So 10K is next. Some people do the really out there thing and like do a marathon first, but you can actually, you know, progress 5K, 10K, half, full, you know, do whatever feels good when it feels good, right?
Yeah.
That's been my journey. Like for the longest time, I'm like, I'm never running a marathon until I decided it would be a fun idea to run a marathon. So you just do what sounds like a fun challenge, that sounds intriguing, that sounds interesting, and don't promise anything else to yourself, you know? It's like one thing at a time and then see how it goes. I did not think that I'd be here saying I've run over 60 Spartan races when I ran my first one in 2015, you know? So you just never know. You just never know. But do you feel like anything's possible now?
I feel that most things are possible.
That's fair.
Most things are possible. Yes. Within reason, I know I can definitely do a lot more than I ever have.
How does that compare to when you started? How did you feel about like what was possible for yourself when you started?
It is so interesting, Robin, because of these workouts being so overall body development, everything changed. Like everything came easier. Like, you know, you have no more joint pain. You have no more stiffness. You have no more, you can now run, you can do more stairs. You can do whatever you want to do when you have the right skills. Like I didn't know, some people just run. I'm like, how are they missing all those other body parts of muscles and glutes and hand, you know, all the other things that don't involve running? Because there's way more that you cover than what I use when I run.
Yeah. And that's what is often missing from running programs. Like if you just do a couch to 5K, it's only going to be running, right? Like if you just do an app, it, you know, that tells you how to get to a 5K, it's only going to be running. And the problem is the crucial element that's missing is strength training. And especially if you're in an aging body, which we are in, you know, that's just facts. You know, it's important to strengthen our muscles. We lose muscle mass as we age. And even if you're not in an aging body, it's important to strengthen your muscles because running is repetitive stress. And so you want to make sure that you're supporting those muscles and all of the surrounding muscles with strength training. And that's how you get to a point where, you know, you run without knee pain. Like you previously had knee pain and now you're running without knee pain. That's how you get to that point. People don't know what they don't know, and that's okay. You know, how are you supposed to? So I love that you've learned all this about yourself and you're utilizing this knowledge to then get back to things that you didn't think you could do and challenge yourself in bigger ways. So I love it. I love it. Do you love it?
I love it too. I love it too.
Yeah.
Fun to think about, you know, how far I've come, and it's been really fun. All of it, not just the physical, the mental, you know, all the additional tips I've just learned over this whole course. It's been really, really interesting. It's inspiring too, because some people would have no idea unless, you know, I actually said what I do. You know, you would never know.
Right. Yeah. People don't know what you're doing behind the scenes. You're not like showing off all your workouts on Instagram, you know, anything like that. And that's why I think it's so important to share, because I believe in celebrating wins. Like, I think it's important that we do celebrate ourselves. That's part of treating yourself, is celebrating yourself. And so that's why I'm one of the things I nudge y'all to do is to share what you do, because there might be someone out there that was in your position when you started that they're struggling with figuring out what to do for workouts and when to do workouts and where to do workouts, and or trying to run, but not knowing that strength training can help with that. And so when things hurt, they're just like, well, things hurt when I run, so I'm just never going to run, even if they want to. And so, you know, you can help solve those problems based on your story and your experience, which is why I felt it was so important to share. Also, I think your story and your experience can inspire people, because again, they may see themselves where you were and not see themselves where you are, but now you've shown a clear path for them. You've shown a way for it to be easy for them, to be simple for them, to not be a burden and a pain in the butt, but to actually be enjoyable. Do you enjoy fitness now? Would you say you enjoy fitness now?
I do. If I'm going to do something 6 days a week, I definitely enjoy it. I make time for it. I schedule it. I miss it when I have to miss, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, scheduling or, you know, whatever, didn't sleep the night before, something like that, whatever comes up. But, so yeah, I can tell that's the main reason why I really enjoy it, is because I miss it.
I miss it. You know, my story is like, I joined a roller derby league, and that made me want to get fit to get better at that. And then I fell in love with fitness after that. And now it's like 6 days a week I'm training, and I don't miss it. Like, you know, I never miss my training. That's an important part of my day. You're kind of the other way. You're like, you had to start with the workouts and get comfortable with the workouts and fall in love with the workouts themselves. And then that led you to realize that you're like, oh, there's more I can do because of this. So it's like, it could go either way. You don't have to have this like big, crazy goal in mind to then get into a fitness routine. That is one way in, but there are other ways in, and you have shown that.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's a question. Do you consider yourself an athlete?
I would say yes. I'm a 50-year-old athlete, someone who's recently started and loves it and looks forward to it. I would say that, yeah, I know there's people, you know, doing way more, but I don't compare myself to them. I compare myself to myself and what I used to be able to do and what I can do now. That is very athletic in nature.
Yes. And it shows that there are many definitions to an athlete. Like there is no one pigeonholed thing that defines an athlete. You don't have to be elite. You don't have to even compete at anything, you know, but you're in a body that moves intentionally, and progresses over time. And that's an athlete. You're an athlete. And so I'm really, you know, it was risky for me to ask that, but I'm glad you answered the way you did. Because it just shows. It shows. Eileen, it's been such a pleasure to have you here on the Seasoned Athlete Podcast. Like I said, this is a different kind of interview. I don't normally haven't interviewed clients before, but I do think it's very important to share your story to celebrate you because you deserve it. You've been showing up all the time, every day since you started this last October, and the results speak for themselves, or you speak for them as you have here. So I want to just honor that and celebrate that. Because it's worthy of celebration. And again, you know, you never know who out there needed to hear this story today. So thank you for being on the Seasoned Athlete Podcast. Before we go though, I'm going to leave with another question I ask all my guests. And that is, if you had one parting piece of wisdom that you can share before you go, what would that be?
Mostly, I think what I've learned the most out of all of this is basically give yourself grace, accept where you are, and just try to do a little more. And I have done that routinely, give myself grace, keep going from where I am, and then just try and do a little more. And so much of that has helped me improve practically daily. So
yeah, really. That's such a really amazing mantra that I hope people take with them, because people don't give themselves enough grace. They do not accept themselves where they are. And as a result, maybe they don't push a little bit more each day, you know, but if you could, I mean, I hope everybody writes this down because it's like, if you could take that into your fitness, if you could take that into your work, your life, give yourself grace. Accept yourself where you are. Is that what you said? Mm-hmm. And then just give a little bit more each day, or push a little bit more each day, because we have this unlimited capacity for growth if we are open to it. And it doesn't matter how old you are, but it's so rewarding when you see this happen within yourself. And I see it happen with you throughout this program, when you did the stair streak, when you ran the 5K, when you signed up for the Tough Mudder, even when you show up for the challenges and treat yourself, and it's like, you're following this mantra every single day, and you're growing a little bit more. And fitness, when you look at fitness as growth, it's such a game changer, because we often think about shrinking, like fitness helps us shrink. But when you think about it as growth, as a human, as a whole human, it changes the whole thing. And so I love that mantra. I think it's simple yet powerful. And I'm really glad you shared that with us. So thank you so much. And Eileen, I'm so happy to know you. I'm so happy we met at aerobics on the 2016-80s cruise, and how our friendship has blossomed over the years through costumes, through ridiculousness on 80s cruises, and now through your growth. And your progression through these coaching programs. And I'm grateful to have you as a friend and as a training client and as an ageless athlete, which is what I call people I work with. So Eileen, thank you so much for being on the Seasoned Athlete Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Seasoned athletes, if you've fallen out of your fitness routine and the idea of jumping back in feels as daunting as putting together a work presentation the night before you have to present it, I have a fun freebie for you. Introducing the Off the Couch Starter Pack. Inside this free download, you'll find 6 days of strategically programmed workouts and recovery sessions for any fitness level, all designed to get you up, get you moving, and get you excited about working out again. I paired every workout and recovery session with its own hand-curated Spotify playlist to ensure that you're moving with joy every step of the way. Because that, my friend, is how you get fired up to get back into fitness again. So, if you're looking for a way to open that door that's been closed for far too long, and to do it in a way that's simple, effective, and fun, download my free Off the Couch Starter Pack now through the link in the show notes or at robinleggett.com/buycouch.